Suspect packages delivered to Army career offices bear the hallmarks of Northern Ireland-related terrorism. This is what Downing Street has said. Packages were sent to armed forces recruitment centres in Oxford, Slough, Kent and Brighton. The security journalist Brian Rowan is on the line. What can you tell us about these devices, Brian?
Well, Stephen, it's threat from a distance, if you like. Low risk for the dissidents, meaning they're not trying to smuggle people and equipment into Britain under the security and intelligence radar. This is threat through the post. The devices or packages are being described to me by an intelligence source as extremely basic, crude, but potentially viable. That means there's not a chunk of explosives in the package, not at that level of sophistication. I'm told these packages are similar to those addressed to the Chief Constable and Secretary of State here last October. They were described at the time as containing powder and wires, something that would ignite, so a threat to anyone opening it could cause burns, but not capable of causing widespread damage. In your introduction, you said that Downing Street yesterday described this as bearing the hallmarks of Northern Ireland-related terrorism. David Cameron chaired a meeting of the COBRA Emergency Committee, and intelligence sources are describing a dissident link to this as the strongest line of inquiry. So as a follow-on to all of that, security advice has been given on the need to be vigilant. And there's a concern not just about what has been found up to this point, Stephen, but what potentially is still in the postal system.
And Brian, this will feel different to some people, obviously, in the rest of the the UK, because it's being sent across the water, and that's when they'll take notice.
Yeah, and it will also feel different, Stephen, because the dissidents haven't been at play in Britain for well over a decade. We'll remember, and you'll remember, when they first emerged out of the mainstream IRA organisation. You had all of the activity leading through to the Omagh bomb. Then a ceasefire and the period of quiet, but when they resumed their activity in 2000 and 2001, there were a number of attacks in Britain. A rocket attack on MI6 headquarters, a bomb outside the BBC, other attacks in Birmingham, Ealing on the rail network and at bridges. So people would have been aware of the dissident threat more than a decade ago in Britain. But there's been that period of quiet, and now the shock, if you like, within the system there because of these packages being delivered. What I'm being told by intelligence people is that there's nothing to suggest at this stage that the dissidents are dug in Britain and capable of that type of activity that I described to you a moment ago, Stephen. But if someone had opened one of these packages, if someone had been injured, then the threat would be there for everyone to see. But there is a concern. But it also says something else to us, Stephen. The dissidents here, for a long period of time now, are having difficulty in moving. A lot of their stuff is interrupted. A lot of their people are arrested. And for them, this is an easier option. It requires an address. It requires a stamp. It requires this powder and wire. And then this stuff is delivered through the post. So for them, it's low-risk activity, but it has a high return in terms of the news and headlines it's delivering this morning.
OK, Brian Rowan, thank you very much indeed.